Well, Iran's upcoming presidential election enters a new phase with hopefuls preparing to sign up for a seemingly tightly contested race as of Tuesday. Campaigners have 5 days to officially register to run for the June 14th vote. More than 20 politicians from across the political spectrum have already announced their election bid. Now, the majority are from the principalist camp. Once the registration is complete, the Guardian Council, Iran's top body for overseeing elections, will vet the candidates and release a final list of the qualified contestants. The next president will replace incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for a 4-year term. Meanwhile, presidential hopeful Ali Akbar Velayati says improving relations with other countries will be his priority. Velayati says if he becomes president, he will try to expand bilateral and international relations with other countries. He says he will not let Iran turn to an isolated country. Velayati also says the next Iranian government needs to bring change to the country's domestic and foreign policies because that's what the nation wants. He stressed that any direct negotiations with the U.S. would be based on the guidelines outlined by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Well, there's been quite a lot of speculation about whether Iran's former president, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, will enter the presidential race. Rafsanjani says he's currently assessing the situation before making up his mind. The former president, who now chairs the Expediency Council, has said that he needs to consult with the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and ask for his advice before making a decision. Rafsanjani noted that he will run for president only if the leader gives his approval.